in you. It shall be in you. So that's exactly what Jesus is saying. That's the beauty of this picture. What Jesus is saying is, your Father has already set this up. He deemed that this was the right and proper thing to do. In fact, he was pleased to do it. And I'm here now, beginning to give you the kingdom. This is not it. This is the beginning of it. And the revelation and knowledge that will continue to build you up in the knowledge of God for the rest of your life will continue to pour that kingdom into you, and to understand that you've been placed in that kingdom with standing. Wow. I'm sorry, that's beautiful. Somebody should be excited. So how does that happen? And again, I just said it. It's by filling you with wisdom and revelation of who you are and who he is and your place in the kingdom, building on the knowledge of him. In John chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus said, all things whatsoever the Father has are mine. Through this, for this reason, I said that he will lay hold to what is mine, and we have a word, anangelo. You can hear the prefix, up. Okay? Anangelo, to announce. It's not just to speak up, it means to disclose. But up can be a geographical reference, or it can be a physical reference with the idea that it's being filled up, okay? It's being completed. And when Jesus said he will take what is mine, it doesn't just say disclose it to you. He will actually, and it's not just an announcement, it's a communication. He will communicate it all the way through to you. That's the beauty of this word. We don't ever have to stop. The Spirit's not going to stop. And Jesus, the Son of God, said that all that the Father has is mine. And the Spirit is going to come, and he's going to disclose. He's going to reveal. It's even more than that. He's going to communicate these things all the way through to you. No wonder you should expect to receive wisdom and revelation, building up the knowledge of God. The Son of God said everything, all things the Father has. That'll leave nothing out, right?
We just need to stand in the waterfall of that.
Yeah, that's a good picture. Standing in the waterfall. What it has to be is faith. You have to believe what I'm telling you. All I'm doing is saying, here's what it says. Okay? This is what's been recorded. This is what's been written for us. Your first response has to be either you believe that or not. If you don't, I'm listening to all the little things I could say there that would get me in trouble. If you don't, you don't have to believe it. You know, God's not going to make you. But if you do believe that the word is true, and if you do believe, as Jesus said, my words are spirit and my words are life, and these things have been just exactly what he said. In this case, we're talking about John. John was an eyewitness. He heard these things. And before Jesus left, he said, the Spirit is going to remind you of all the things that I've said. Right? He said that in this same place. 14, 15, 16, 17th chapter, that beautiful night, right? He said the Spirit is going to remind you. So if you believe who Jesus is, you should believe what he said. You don't just believe in Jesus. I've said hundreds and hundreds of, you don't just believe in Jesus. You believe Jesus. There's a difference. I assure you, as it's written, the demons believe in Jesus. Right? Okay? But believing him is a whole other thing. The enemy knew from the beginning, before he rebelled, who Jesus was, because Jesus was there from the beginning. So, obviously he believed in him, but he didn't believe him. Don't be that guy, okay? So if you believe that the book is true, then you should spend your time finding out what you should say and do, right? Doesn't that just make sense? I mean, if your life is there and you want wisdom to lead you and you want to receive the revelation, then you should develop, quote unquote, develop that faith in you. You should stay in it until you see it, because once you see it, that's when it comes alive in you. That's a revelation. Where are we? Okay. Knowing is so much fun. Knowing what we've been discussing over the last few weeks that we've just gone back over very quickly, that you've been placed withstanding, and knowing that Jesus is revealing by his Spirit the kingdom to you. He is taking what's his and he's giving it to you, and being able to stand with faith and receive these things, building up the knowledge of God in you, is building faith and bringing an attitude. You understand what I'm saying? The whole time I've been going through this stuff, your attitude should be exactly what we talked about in Hebrews 4, the 14th verse, which we've done now for probably 3 weeks. Since we have a great high priest who has traversed the heavens, he came from heaven into the earth, accomplished the will of God, and ascended back through the heavens to the Father. Since we have